Now, we're going to play a clip today of a game we used to play a lot on our podcast. We don't play it anymore. It's a game called Vegetable, Vegetable or Vegetable. Clearly based hilariously on animal, vegetable or mineral. The parlour game. And what we used to do was get a disabled person on the telephone line and guess what's wrong with them. And some people, Beth and Emma, who are with me today, might find that a little bit, unpalatable?
It's certainly unusual.
A difficult listen? Something you shouldn't bring attention to?
I think it's the execution that's more of a difficult listen than the actual thought behind the game. Guess the disability, I guess we'd call it nowadays. And saying that there's something wrong with somebody, people might even find offensive. So, you know, it's complicated.
It does feel a little bit politically incorrect when you first hear it. But it's not. It's hilarious.
I like to think, because we came up with it, that it's quite satirical and quite clever. But what we're going to do is we're going to analyse it. We're going to have a listen to it now, see what you think of it if you've never come across it before. And we'll be back afterwards to talk about it. Here is Matt Fraser and Liz Carr playing Vegetable, Vegetable or Vegetable from summer 2007.
Now it's time for Vegetable, Vegetable or Vegetable.
Yes, it's time for our best shot at a quiz.
We get a disabled call on the line every month, and like doctors turn bad, we try to work out what's wrong with them by asking cunning questions that they can only say yes or no to. It's actually very clever, and we are as one on that, aren't we, Matt?
We are indeed.
Producer,
yes, Liz.
Producer Damon?
He's nodding, but then he always nods.
He's nodding.
He's blind. Today's caller is Nat. Hello, Nat.
Hello.
Hello, Nat. Oh, my goodness. Before we go any further, Nat... Be sure not to say what disability you've got now, or we win by default and you don't get a podcast mug.
I certainly won't tell you what disability I've got.
Okay
now let's have a chat, Nat, okay?
Okay.
Where are you?
Swindon.
Really? Are you, this is our 17th podcast, Nat. Have you been listening for a while?
I have.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like what we do?
I certainly do.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's absolutely brilliant what you do.
Oh, that's very nice, isn't it?
Why? Okay, what's your favourite bit? What so far has been your favourite bit of the podcast?
I think probably when you read out the questionnaires, like the bands and stuff.
Okay.
We like that.
Have you got a name for the Crip band?
I did actually send one through.
Did we not read it?
Oh,
out?
I'm sorry.
You did read it.
Did we? Oh, so you had a mug.
Hold on. She's
Greedy.
Already been on. What's she doing on the programme?
It was the one with where it said Cryptic Monkeys.
Oh, you're one of the clever ones.
Oh, excellent.
I just need to ask you, I've got a thalidomide friend in Swindon.
That's
He's
funny.
Got no arms and no legs. Have you ever seen him?
Not that I can recall.
That was a little guarded, that response, which makes me think there might be a clue. Anyway.
Nat, what do you do? Okay, so what do you work? Are you work shy or do you work?
I work.
Do you? What
well
do you do?
Done.
I'm a customer services advisor.
Oh. Does
that mean you work in a call centre, Nat?
It does.
Oh!
Taking complaints from people?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
My word.
What for? I mean, don't say a product. Can we? What
don't
kind
say a
of,
company name.
What kind of
generic
thing?
Generic service.
Sort of customer services that they get, sort of like service that they get from other advisors or other people in the actual company that I work.
It's not that interesting then. Do you like your job?
Yeah.
Lots of money?
Pardon?
Lots of money?
Yeah.
Do you still draw DLA?
No.
You can be employed and get DLA.
Isn't that illegal, Liz?
No, it's not. That's totally legal.
I don't
You can get DLA even
sweating,
if you're a millionaire.
Liz. You're sweating.
No, I think you'll find people will write in on that. Let's play the game.
Okay.
Okay.
The rules. Vegetable, vegetable or vegetable is a clever disability interpretation of the parlour game Animal, Vegetable or Mineral. In the game, the two hosts of the Ouch podcast, that's us, have 90 seconds to guess what is wrong with the disabled caller on the line by asking a series of fiendishly intelligent questions. The caller must answer only yes or no. It's both classic and therapeutic.
To take part in this intrusive and unpleasant game, the rules clearly state you have to be disabled. Caller Nat, are you disabled?
I am.
Remember, Nat, you can only answer yes or no.
I know.
The 90 seconds start now.
Are you a West Country hoodlum?
Pardon?
Are you a West Country hoodlum?
No.
Do you have all your fingers and thumbs?
Yeah.
Do you have both eyebrows?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with memory?
No.
Do you have a problem with memory?
No.
Do you have a problem with memory?
No.
Do you have a head?
Yeah.
Do you have both feet?
Yeah.
Or
do you use a wheelchair?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh! Well, that's good.
Do you have ME?
No.
Are you a me, me, me?
No.
Do you have MS?
No.
MD?
No.
Are you getting worse?
No.
Are you getting better?
No.
Have you always been the way you are?
Yes.
Really? You were born disabled? Have you got arthritis?
No.
Spina bifida?
No.
Cerebral palsy?
No.
Come on!
Oh, blah, blah,
is it a neurophysical thing?
Spinal tastica?
No.
Is it muscular atrophy?
No.
Oh,
is it distal atrophy?
No.
Have you got gout?
No.
Are you a lunatic?
Yeah.
Do you have dyspepsia?
No.
Dyspraxia.
Peps dyspraxia.
No. Dyslexia.
No.
Do you have
it's a
please,
panicking
I think it is. I'm running out of questions.
Do you have an attitude problem?
No.
Are you a mental?
Am I what?
A mental.
A mentalist. That's the proper term.
No.
Sorry.
I think. Not sure.
You're not a thalidomide, are you?
No.
Oh, my goodness, that would be amazing.
Dependox?
Is it a mental health issue?
No.
Like, well, you wouldn't be in a wheelchair. Have you had your leg off?
No.
Well done. Sorry, before, why can you? Do you not allowed to be in a wheelchair if you've got a mental health problem?
Well, obviously you can have both, didn't you? But she said she's a wheelchair user, so I'm thinking... That's all, but I know you can have multiple impairments.
And maybe listeners, one and all, let's hear what's wrong with Natalie.
It's arthrogryposis multiplex congenita.
Oh, I was so close to saying that.
Yes, we were in a weird kind of monkey types out anything kind
it's
of way.
Like,
we were.
You're talking all the time.
What does it mean? We want to know details.
And say it again for me, please.
It's arthrogryposis multiplex congenita.
If any listeners can spell that correctly, perhaps they too can get a podcast mug.
Nat?
Yeah?
I hope you don't mind me asking, but could you say it a little bit more seductively for us?
As if it was slightly turning us on.
Do you know what I mean? I'm actually rubbing the microphone now. It's...
Okay.
Come on. Again.
I can't believe you're asking me to do
this. No, I want you to do this. Come on.
Okay. It's arthrogryposis.
Sexier.
Multiplex.
Uh-huh.
Congenita.
Okay.
What is the thing that people say to you when they find out what you've got? The most common...
I want to know what it is first.
Oh, well, yes, actually.
That's
what
probably
the heck is it?
Wait, it's muscle weakness and bone stiffness.
Oh,
that's a good one.
What a classic combination. And just say it one more time for us. Go on, your impairment.
In your sexy voice.
Arthrogryposis multiplex congenita.
Oh, goodbye, Nat. Thank you very much.
Ka-ching. Thank you. Another mug wakes its way down the
M3. Wakes its way. If you want to take part in our quiz and win a podcast mug next month, then email us at ouch@bbc.co.uk.
That's ouch@bbc.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
bbc.co.uk/ouch.
Ow! Matt Fraser and Liz Carr. Playing vegetable, vegetable, or vegetable. Emma, can you say your disability in a sexy way?
Blind.
That word doesn't lend itself, really, does it? It's just not long enough.
It's also a bit sort of blur.
It's a bit of blur. So what? It's interesting to analyse this. Some years on now since we played that game, why did we do it? Maybe Emma, you can have some thoughts on why we played that game. What was it all about? Was there a point to it, or was it just deliberately offensive or something?
Oh, I think it was a mishmash of all things. Possibly not totally deliberately offensive. I think essentially the big thing was, we're always being asked what's wrong with us, what's our disability, what happened to us. And that was what kicked it off. And then also, I guess it's showing up that people are people and their disabilities are part of them and part of their lives, but they've all got different stories. Because we had so many, I was charged with finding and bringing in a lot of the veg contestants, because we shortened it to veg because we're cool like that, and it was so interesting to learn about all the different impairments and the names. You know, you listen to that and they're mixing up and mashing up all the names of the different impairments, and it really shows up the fact that it's very much an alphabet soup talking about disabilities as well. So there's so many things going on there with that game.
So the politically incorrect bit was that we used to get them to guess what's wrong with somebody, which is just, you know, not even particularly pleasant, but there was sort of a point to it. But then afterwards we very deliberately ask them, what do people say to you when they find out you've got that disability? And that is where it sort of gets serious, and we start to be able to talk about it, don't we?
Yes, interestingly, in that clip, they didn't ask, that didn't get answered, really. But yes, that's when we brought in their lives and their stories, and they would usually, they would often have a funny anecdote of what someone's come up and said, and they've responded, and something that all disabled people can relate to.
It was hilarious, but analysing humour is a bit difficult, I think. Actually, on reflection, we're probably flattening it by sitting here talking about it. Beth, you're not disabled.
I'm not.
You don't mind me saying that.
No,
do you?
I'm your token able-bodied person.
and
as
so
you
it's
like
the first
say.
It's the first time you've heard.
Yes,
it.
The first time I've heard of it. And when you suggested it to me, in the fact it was called Vegetable, 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 I was like, oh, you can't possibly do a game about that. It's so terribly kind of politically incorrect, and what would people think? But actually, you know what? It's nothing bad at all. It's interesting, it's funny. You're just finding out what someone's disability is by asking a few questions. And it's very funny and is done in a very good humoured way. And the contestant seemed to enjoy it just as much. But I am disappointed that I have not been given an ouch mug. There's so much talk about that on the quiz, and I've never had one.
We don't do them anymore.
Well, that's a
great
shame. We
don't do merchandise anymore.
We used to have many things. We used to have rucksacks.
We did. We had
really?
We had awesome thermos.
We had thermos
with handles for disabled people to, you know, safely carry their tea. It was absolutely great.
I
we did have
joined
some great
at the wrong time.
Didn't we have t-shirts mouse or sweatshirts or something? Mouse mats.
We had sweatshirts for us at the exhibitions and stuff we used to do. I think what Beth, the interesting thing about what Beth has said is that everyone was in a knowing frame of mind with that game. So the presenters were very disability knowledgeable and knew that it was a bit of a satirical game, but the guest was completely up for it and wanted to do it. And, you know, they've just been asked so many ridiculous questions in their lives that being asked if they have a head is just, it's nothing to them, you know, and that's the thing. And that's what made it so comical, I think.
Yeah, and they refer, I mean, just as a for instance, in this particular one we just played, they refer knowingly to the contestant as being work shy. Which of course is you know, they're not insulting her. What they're doing is playing around with how media often labels disabled people.
Absolutely.
And because Matt and Liz deeply care about this stuff. That is the thing. It's in there. You can hear it. The subtext is that they get it, they understand it, and they care deeply about disability.
They talk to her about DLA and does she know that if she works, she could still be entitled to that, which is now personal independence payments. They also discuss the fact that people can have two impairments at the same time. They get a bit mixed up about it, but it, you know, all those things that they're really keen on sharing with the world and making sure people are aware of come into this, as they call it, intrusive and unpleasant game. So yeah, it's a really I really enjoyed hearing that back again. I found it was really all the humour and all the warmth in it. And it's a really nice piece, I think.
And we're playing it because it's now the 10th anniversary. It's 10 years since we started doing these podcasts.
So that makes me feel old.
That's why we're playing it now. We have a 10th anniversary podcast coming out at the beginning of April. So stay tuned to this feed and spread the word for more on that.
What's going to be on it, Damon?
Matt and Liz are on it. There you go. That's your big thing. Matt and Liz are on it. Being Matt and Liz. There you go.
Brilliant.
You should cheer. If you're a big fan of the old podcasts, you will love it, I think. Before we go, I feel I need to put my journalism hat back on and try and give just a weeny bit more balance to this. I think we've been a bit positive about it. I think some people really would find this quite challenging and difficult. I know we sort of touched on this a bit, but I don't know, Beth, maybe you could just say how bad it is or something.
God, I need to think. Well, because I thought I would think it was bad and a bit awkward and everything, but you are...
don't worry.
It's a bit irreverent, isn't it? You know, some people, I think, if they came into it cold, they saw it was called Vegetable, 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 they didn't look into it and they didn't listen to it, they might take away that it is a bit offensive, it's poking fun. But actually, when it comes down to it, you're simply just asking questions. You're not making any comment or accusations or anything like that. So I think basically it's a case that someone needs to listen to the whole project to understand and appreciate it. And anyone coming cold or not bothering to listen to more than 20 seconds, might see it as potentially a bit tasteless.
Is that a good point, Emma?
Yeah, I think there are more traditionally less tasteful ones in the mix of the past, you know, whatever 100 and odd shows that we've done. But this one is a great balance, you know, because we've done some incredibly interesting and difficult ones over the years.
Great. This has been Inside Out. I'm Damon Rose. That was Beth Rose and Emma Tracy. And we're about to disappear. We'll be back next week, Thursday. It's Maundy Thursday. We're not here Friday. It's Good Friday. So we'll be here a day early with the next podcast. You can tweet us at BBC Ouch. Find us on Facebook or email ouch@bbc.co.uk. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.